Good evening, and thank you for tuning into Four Beers, No Fears, episode 320. No, 32.
320 is good.
Getting ahead of myself just a smooch.
Just a smooch.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is Tommy.
And this is Ernie.
No, try again.
Jordan.
Good. As always, thank you to whatever Hot Rods for being the rootinest, tootinest, scootinest, burnout, slaying boys of Carol Beach. Hallelujah. So moving right into it, guys, today we have a stack with five A's cast for you. We're going to be doing some...
Say it with me now.
Stacked! We're doing some favorite drinks not from Wisconsin.
No.
We are doing a 3-2-1 on cities we haven't been to yet. And we are doing people of car shows, which if you do not go to a car show, it is...
You should.
It's quite the scene. So, you know, tonight we're doing something a little bit new. We are combining the shot into the beer. So tonight's beer, we couldn't get those
Cerveza.
Bud Light. Yeah, we're having a couple of Cervezas. We're having a couple of Corona Premieres, 2.5 carbs and 90 calories. I think they're like 4%. It doesn't,
something like that.
Four on the head. Not bad for that carb. But I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Bookface, MySpace. They call them Corona Sunrises. It's you open your Corona, you take a good swig, you get it past the neck. You had about an ounce of orange juice, an ounce of tequila, and it's just a splash of grenadine. So we're going to be combining the shot and the beer into the first segment. So Jordan, pop yours open. I'll take the opener next. I don't think these are most certainly not twist-offs. All right, so take a good sip, not a killer sip. What a crisp boy.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
My mom told me we need to stop burping.
Oh.
It's impossible, though.
Well, our primary demographic is 68% men,
yeah.
20%, or no, 27% women, and then that was not enough tequila.
Nope.
Do you want to use this? That's why I got it.
Look at that skill.
It's somewhat skilly, vanilla. This is really how it goes. Mark my words. Don't say shit. Shh. Mac Miller, R.I.P.
Say the next one.
Yeah, I don't swear. I've never said a fucking swear word in my... Tommy. Friggin' swear word. Hey!
You also just said bitch in that verse.
That doesn't sound like me. All right. I'm going to get some of this Quick Trip OJ hitter. Nature's Touch. Wisconsin oranges. Big industry in Wisconsin. That goes last. Do that last. I don't know if
it's just opening it.
Why are you going to yell at me like that? I don't know if you want to try that pour.
Ooh, that's pretty.
All right. Take this Funnel Johnny over there. Pour your pourer. I'm just going to use the non-funnel to put this. Did you know grenadine is pomegranate, not cherry? You know that?
I did not know that.
Yep, so I'm just going to just a pincheroo of cherry. Ooh. Oh, Jordan, it's like a summer's day rose. Here's some granny. So typically during COVID, you should not do this, but you're going to
fake. Oh, that's going to explode.
No, no, I drink beer. You're going to thumb the top of your bottle and just do a quick flip. Ready? And flip it back. Now release pressure slowly.
Slowly.
Ooh. So I'm going to wait for you to flip yours. Yours really bubbled up. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I'll wait for the flip, and then we'll try them together. I think this is going to be good. You might have put too much Gren in there. That's really red. Maybe not. Who knows? We'll wait for you to do the flipperoony Scooby-Dooby. Ooh. Ooh, that sounded good. And
yeah.
Here's the flip. Turns out Jordan was a bartender. Release that pressure slowly. Like Sid the Sloth. Wow. Oh, do we have an announcement for you guys coming up in like 4 minutes? But let me tell you. All right, so... Jordan, cheers, because I think this would be
cheers.
Delicious. Cerveza.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. I don't like tequila. I never will.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I think we put a little bit too much.
We might have. We're also using a little bit higher shelf of golden tequila, which can make a little difference.
Maybe.
But I do like it.
It's good.
Was it worth
it? It needs more orange juice is what I think. It needs less tequila and a little more.
We got a lot of orange. Put some more orange in mine too. Or you get your funnel going. I think we'd spill that for sure. That's a big gulp bottle. Yep, that looks good. Get some in there, Johnny.
All right.
Pour it up.
Same amount.
Yeah. That looks good to me, hombre. All right, here's cheers to the more orange Jesh Corona. Ooh. Way better.
Yep.
Way better. I would drink that instead of a mimosa.
Oh, me too.
So here's the problem. This has much more alcohol than a mimosa.
Way more.
Uno más.
Way, way more.
That doesn't mean way more.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, you guys, that was our shot in a beer. No barbell this week. I just didn't really have anything that you find at a bar around the house, which is weird. First big news for the podcast. I bought a fancy schmancy mic now. I don't know if you guys can tell the difference. Right now, I am...
They better.
Yeah, I'm headphoned up. We got the boom coming through the table. It looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard when we were like pouring the drinks in there. It sounded great on my end. Within the next 25 minutes, the Amazon guy is going to be here with a splitter and another set of headphones.
Yeah.
And we're going to be rolling, but for the sake of the show, we just kind of had to start.
Get it going.
Because we work an early morning job.
Mm-hmm.
Other tech in the house. So I don't know if you guys have seen those new Alexa. She heard me.
Don't say the A word.
Yep, she's looking at me. So I bought an Alexa Show 10 3. So the 10.3 sits on this weird circular speaker, has a subwoofer built in and a handful of tweeters. But the craziest part is it's funny looking. It's got basically an iPad.
It is a weird looking thing.
Yeah, it's got an iPad mounted on an arm and that connects to the speaker, which it looks stationary when it's not moving.
Mm-hmm.
But as you walk around the room and it hears you, the screen rotates all the way around. Designed for, like, I called my girlfriend on it. I was able to walk around the kitchen and, like, clean while we were talking. She was able to see me the whole time.
Yeah.
You're watching a recipe moving around your kitchen. That's, I think, super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix, if you want to watch in the morning, I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. You can do all that YouTube.
Music is cool. Like, the speaker is pretty decent.
Yeah, I didn't think the speaker's going to be that good.
Yeah.
What I like is, you know, if we go away for weekends or trips and stuff,
mm-hmm.
my phone can tap into it, and I can use it as a security camera. Where I have it in the house, I can almost see everything.
Yeah,
but now I have one mounted above Jordan's bed, one mounted in the fish tanks, one mounted above Ernie's bed. I'm just kidding. It's just in the kitchen. But I was like going to bed the other night and Jordan got home and I like went in. I was like, Jordan, hey, he flipped me off. But
yeah, I feel like you're spying on me.
I just want to tell you goodnight.
You could have just, you didn't need, I'm a grown ass man.
I had to tell you goodnight. I had to give my homie a kiss.
Oh.
Kiss me through the phone.
Oh.
Either way. I don't know if we got any other cool things around the house. Oh, the video game room is coming together.
Yeah.
The video games have actually made it into the room. Just sitting on a couch. Bar's next. The video game room is full of bar stuff. I got shelves in there now. I don't know if
you saw those. Yeah, I saw that.
Yep. But
corkboard.
I don't know if we'll do anything with that. Maybe we'll do like a top 10 shotguns in the bar.
Yeah, something
anything,
like that.
Who knows?
Recipe list or something.
Ooh, Johnny. Car news. Not buying a Cadillac this summer, I think.
No.
I had it in my hand. It was like a little clump of charcoal waiting to be molded into a diamond.
Yeah.
And I need to drink some of this.
Just didn't pull the trigger, which is fine.
It was 80% of the car I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like what it was. Had a salvage title. Did not have the interior pack I wanted.
Okay. And if you're spending that much money on a car, you should get what you want. Exactly what you want.
Did I mention it was in Salt Lake City, Utah?
Right. So you would have to fly out.
And then I was only booking a one-way flight, not planning to come back. Well, what if?
Something happened.
And then I had to pay $500 to come back.
Yep.
Well, that's not fun. Or whimsical, for that matter.
Nope. Something breaks down, you get in an accident.
I was worried about that because I was going out there myself too.
Right.
Just how it worked out. I was going to make the decision yesterday, Monday, and I was going to fly out Friday morning, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But the car wasn't what it was, and I couldn't get a flight back for 5 days.
Right.
Homie's got to work.
Yeah.
It's fine. I think I'll find something else. I thought it was going to be kind of fun to toy around with like a $15,000 to $20,000 Corvette, buy it in cash, sell it at the end of the summer. even if I took a $1,000 loss, just play with it. Amen. And then you and my dad said, hey, man, you got a couple cars back there you don't even drive anymore. Why are you buying another one that you're not going to drive at all because you drive a company vehicle? And so that's a good point. So I think I'll stick some money in those cars. Jordan, any news from you? Any work updates? Anything you like, dislike? Uzi, what's it? We're just moving to the end of the segment. I'm creating stuff because our beers are still full. Because these are cocktails. These aren't beers.
Yeah. Not a whole lot's new.
New guy started.
New guy started.
We're, I think, probably going to have him on here at some point.
Yeah.
We'll call it like the three Trace Boys of Equipment. I'll think of a better name.
Yeah, but we'll work on it.
We'll Photoshop it. We'll brainstorm it. Yeah. We'll bring Geraldine Feinstein in. The person who worked at the bar where you made Bloody Marys, let them think about it. Don't you remember?
No.
When you were saying how much you hate Bloody Marys, and I said, I want to speak to your manager, Geraldine Springfield. So, yeah, that's not a real person. Let's talk to Ernie. In news, this might make you upset. It made me I thought it was cool. I don't know if it's good for anything. Dave Portnoy of Barstool announced today he would be running for 2024 president of the United States. Thinks he has over the current president. He can talk.
Younger.
Yeah. Half age. Yeah. I think he's 43 or 44. That'd be one of our younger presidents.
Yeah.
Good with, understands the stock market. Mm. Probably likes to have pipelines.
Understands small businesses.
Oh, big time. Barstool Fund is a big deal, guys.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe I'll run for president.
It's all a goddamn joke at this point.
Amen. So, Jordan, we are not done with these. How will we get them? What is something we can talk about really quick? Oh, the snow is melting, guys.
Finally.
Jordan is not on a mad hunt for a four-wheel drive vehicle.
No.
Oh, is Amazon here? Nope. Your dog's going nuts out there, but I don't see a van.
It's finally kind of warming up, knock on wood.
It'll be 50s this week. I think the snow will be gone.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, our backyard, not our backyard, but at work.
Both backyards.
Both back are soup.
Oh, I went back there in my truck, in my yard, drive, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I almost got stuck in two-wheel drive.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's bad coming off the muddy asphalt. It's there's like those pits. Yep.
Yeah.
I got my commercial driver's license this last week. I bought a 1984 Peterbilt XB 940.
I wish you were not lying.
Could you imagine me?
Wish you weren't
lying. Can you daily drive a tractor?
Yeah.
Really?
You got your, yeah.
I don't know. I think that'd be weird. You know how hard it is to go to Festival Foods?
Well, I mean, it's not practical, but it's legal. You could.
These, they're not going down that easy. The tequila slows you down.
The tequila slows you down, but they're really good.
Oh, I'm liking it, but some hey, I've never had a beer like this before.
These would be good in the pool.
Oh, pool.
Pool beers.
I forget we have a pool. The way the pool's looking right now, we might not have one. We
might
got a
as
lot.
Well turn it into a fish tank.
No, we're
looks
not
like one.
I worked at a pool store for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. I think I'll be able to turn the thing around quick.
It's not. No, it won't be difficult.
Is the pool big enough? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need a bigger pool. We're probably going to use it 5 times.
Oh, dude. If I get home from work and it's warm, I'm going in that pool.
Yeah.
I'm going to run That's around in circles until I make a whirlpool. That's and I'm going to lay on my back and let it spin me around.
Yeah.
And then you'll get home and
And you're going to play dead? Like
well,
you drowned?
Well, yeah. Well, you'll think I'm dead. And you'll come out to like shake me. And I was like, dude, I was at a minute 28. That'd be pretty funny for a talk.
Is there a heater in there?
No, but you get a solar heater. It increases like 3 degrees every couple hours.
Huh.
We don't have any trees in our backyard, which I still can't figure out why.
Probably because we burn vacuums in our backyard.
No, that's not it. we moved here and there were no trees. And when the grass, there's no like signs of tree stumps, except for the front yard.
Front yard's got a big,
got
big
the buddy
tree.
At work. He wants to bring an industrial stump grinder. I don't know if they'd be called industrial, just the big boy.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That'd be a fun party day, like.
To grind a stump down?
Well, no, but like make a big deal about it. Like a Saturday, it's like wreck Tommy's stump. You get a euphemism? And no, I didn't. Had like up. A bunch of people over it. Everyone's like, grind that stomp. And we.
I don't think that's what would happen.
I can see it.
No one would get very excited about that. I promise you.
I'll tell you what. I have six of these. I'd be excited for anything to happen. I'm taking my last sip now.
Yeah.
Cheers. Race to the bottom. Mm. Guys, we will be right back.
How many Yonkers can you fit in your Tesla?
Well, first of all, I don't believe in electric cars because there's no such thing as an electric car.
That's fun.
Coal power cars. Can I crack my Corona for the boys? You guys, tech update. I need the bottle open.
Mm.
Why did you do that? Tech update. We got a new mic. Just kidding. Since the last segment ended, I got the cheapest pair of headphones anybody has ever seen. They're not comfortable on my ear.
They're not that bad.
They look. I'm going to buy a really nice pair of headphones now. Maybe. Who knows? I should have. These were available for overnight delivery.
Right.
And they got to be backwards. All right, we'll try this. So.
Oh, what was that?
Oh. Alexa just told me my shipment has arrived. Thank you for telling me, Alexa.
She won't answer the real questions, though.
No, don't. Alexa, no, never mind. How many bitches can I fit in my Tesla?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, you well, bitch.
Okay. Anyways, we have a splitter coming off the mic, two headphones.
Now we're legit.
This is the most advanced me and Jordan have ever been.
On anything.
On anything. I wish the splitter was way longer. We could run it down the arm.
Yeah.
That's better. I can look into your muted eyes. I don't know what color they are because I am
muted.
Colorblind.
They're like greenish, bluish eyes.
Oh.
Similar to yours, actually.
Oh, mine.
Yours are a little bit more blue than mine.
Mine are forest blue. Yeah. That's not a real color. They're neon clear.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I don't think that's a real color either.
I have listed on here to call a friend. They were a little bit toxic this last weekend.
Right.
So I'm not going to call them. First of all, Jordan has nothing to do with fights. I told him I wrote him a quick minute and a half segment.
There wasn't anything like even worth noting. So it was just, it would have been a boring minute. So
anyways, I wrote Jordan a quick minute and a half segment that he doesn't know what it is, but he will be excited to talk about it. Jordan, can we get a shrimp update? Shrimp update time.
Yes. So most of my shrimp had babies. I think I got a few shrimp in there that have eggs in them right now. They are just about ready to lay them. So the one tank that I got is really flourishing. There's more shrimp than I can count.
Awesome, Jordan. Thanks for that. You can have like 10 more seconds. No, I was just falling asleep.
I know that they're not exciting. Then my other one, there's one more shrimp that's got eggs in it. Fuck you. You're the one that asked me to do this.
I thought you were going to make it exciting. Like
what?
I would have started with, hey guys.
They're literally shrimp tanks. They're not that exciting.
I would have said.
They're exciting to me.
When a mommy shrimp loves daddy shrimp very much, you wake up the next morning and there's 200 shrimp.
Yeah, and that's pretty much. Said.
And then I would have been like, one time I went to Petco and bought one stick, broke it apart to make another big stick.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And that's the story of Jordan's fish tanks. Booze news.
Booze news.
This is something you might have heard online. I just heard it and I had to write it down.
Not really online.
Corona burp. South of the border burp. All right. A 105-year-old woman beats and survives COVID.
Oh, I did hear that.
Do you know what her secret was?
Drinking beer or something.
No. Right? Soaking raisins in gin and having like 8 a day. She said that is how she beat COVID.
That's not how she beat it, but we'll go with that.
So why I think she beat it, she got it the day after she got her second vaccination. Oh. So I think her body was already kind of learning how to fight the disease.
Yeah.
She only had bad symptoms for a day, kind of moderate symptoms following. But no, okay. She said.
So it's not like she's had COVID for 2 weeks and she just now like got clear of it.
Yeah,
it was
knock knock. COVID's
not there.
COVID doesn't run from raisins.
No,
no, it runs from.
Or gin.
Or gin. Anyways, I knocked on the mic. I shouldn't have. It sounded cool, but it made it spin. Yeah, so if you guys get COVID, go have some raisins. Okay. So, first of all, we're doing a 3-2-1, as we do every episode. So it's cities either, I guess, you really love or want to travel to. But before we get into it, what is your favorite city in Wisconsin? Cannot be Kenosha or Pleasant Prairie.
What? Ooh. Would I be able to do one that's like just south of the Illinois border?
Y'all ever been north of the border? It's trash. Is it in Wisconsin?
I like when. No, it's not. It's Illinois.
No. Okay. It was the only thing was a Wisconsin and city or town or village.
I like Park Falls, Wisconsin. I like
Butternut.
Butternut, yeah.
Yeah. Not a populated area.
No, but definitely not. That's why I like it.
Speaking of the county, Ironwood County,
mm-hmm.
I shipped a rental stuff to Mercer.
It's not Ironwood. It's Iron County.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. I'll take it. Ship stuff to Mercer.
Yeah?
The county chair of... I have to stop playing with this.
It you do.
Of Iron County. My favorite town, city, village, municipality. I'm going to just go with... I can't go... Oh, Whitewater's, I guess, always going to have a spot in my heart now. Went to school there.
Yeah.
It's definitely got like the small town vibe. You spent some time there.
What about Point Place, like that 70s show?
Point Place is Oshkosh.
Like that 70s show?
Yeah, Point Place is based off of Oshkosh.
Oh, it's based off of Oshkosh.
Yeah, Point,
really?
Yeah, Point Place is not an actual town in Wisconsin. Yeah, but...
Good try, though.
Nice pop culture reference there. Okay, and what is your favorite city outside of Wisconsin?
Oh, gee. Oh. Shit.
Shoot.
I really don't. Oh, man.
You can name one on Power Tour.
Yeah, but it's not like I actually got to see, like, the city, like, and got to, like, you know, see what everything's about. I just... drove through it, basically. Man. This shows how much I travel. Because I don't.
Okay, that's bad for radio. Jordan, you have 2 seconds. Pick a town.
I don't know a town that I can even come up with. Okay. This shows how much I travel.
Yeah, we need to change that, I think, this summer. And at least get around the Midwest.
Yeah, we'll see.
Have you been to, like, Indianapolis?
No. I don't think so.
What about, like, Iowa City or Ames?
No.
Okay. We're going to try to fix that. We're going to do weekend trips this summer. Like, do it in the Hornet wagon.
I don't do anything.
But this summer we will.
Okay.
Because some might be... Who knows what the summer's going to hold? I don't know.
You'll be vaccinated by then.
Yeah, I actually can't get COVID 52% of the time. Yeah. That's fine. This was kind of a tough one for me just because I went kind of through a couple, but I have ultimately decided New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's about the size.
From what I hear, that would probably be mine.
Well, that
just
we,
from what I
we,
hear.
We could probably get into 3-2-1 maybe. That would be honest. But... New Orleans is mine. The French Quarter is like dynamite.
Yeah.
There's a couple towns that stack up to it, but that's going to be mine. It's just a party town. It's beautiful. There's homeless people. And then like the downtown almost has a Milwaukee vibe. Light, business, fun, trail, awesome. Cool. Okay. All right. So now we're doing 3-2-1 cities you'd like to visit and spend a weekend to 4 days. Long okay. Weekend cities. You want to go first?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So I'll do my third one. Let's say LA. I'd like to maybe not even LA, but like the surrounding areas of LA. Just like I want to like the Venice Beach area, maybe.
Sure. Yeah, that's where we stayed.
I think that would be my third one.
A year ago now. Okay, LA. My third one that I would want to spend, you know, three or four days in is Miami.
Okay.
Never I've flown in there. never spent any time there, so I'm not going to count it.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of friends go there, so my choice is Miami because of the bars, the boats, the beaches.
Mm, the cocaine.
The what?
What?
The crane? The
cocaine.
No, the cigars. no, but it just seems like the pinnacle of beach city, USA.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a clubber. I like clubs. I like to dance. I like to drink.
Yeah.
I like to go take my curves out on the beach with a 12-pack of beer. That's what I want to do. It seems like a little bit big for me.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to go with Miami. It's my number three.
All right. My number two would be New Orleans. New Orleans. I just that, like, down south, like, muddy river vibes.
When I take you there, I think it'll be you're like, you'd say, I was just the number one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I would really like it down there.
3-day town, though.
Really?
I almost
like in the middle of New Orleans where you're like on.
You don't really go to New Orleans to see the sea. You go there for the French Quarter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be mine. I'd like to check out like the fishing though and stuff like that.
There's not much. Oh, like the cuisine? There's not much fishing in the city. You can go out to the bayous.
That's what I mean.
That's not in the city.
I know.
So, okay, the food. I said New Orleans was my favorite. I didn't bring up the food, though.
Yeah.
Like, the bars have dynamite food.
Yeah.
You can go up to, you said the bar, and just be like, hey, can I get a, can't get a Busch Light down there, really. Can I just get a Corona?
Uh-huh.
Like, sweetie, I'll get you Corona, but you gotta get something to say to me. You ever had shrimp like this? And they're like, oh, sorry, mama, shrimp. Let's get some. Oh, dude.
I love shrimp. I've never had crawfish, and that's something that I want to try so bad.
That's the place.
Yeah.
They're just giving it to you.
Yeah.
Crawfish, stick it in your mouth. They say chew it. You say, yeah. Okay. You say, okay. All right. So your number two is New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My number two. This is a weird one. Every time I see it on TV, I want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Aspen. Or like Breckenridge. One of those. Like mountain towns.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Drove through Denver.
I do want to go to a lot of places. I know. I've never gotten the chance to.
I'm gonna branch you out.
I'd love to go to Colorado. I'd love to go to Alaska. Huh. But my first one. Wait, you finished first before I say my first one.
Yeah, so I've drove through Denver. I've spent a week in Steamboat Springs, which is where the X Games and Olympians would train for all that stuff. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
We drive like a little out of town. There were like hot springs in the mountains.
That's cool.
I have to put this over here. But it was just a lot. But I'd like to see, being an adult with a little bit more fundage, like one of the nice towns.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to take my girlfriend there over you just because I don't think it's a place.
That's fair.
You're going to go get ham, bam, slammed on a Friday night, Tuesday, you pick. But, yeah, I'd say Aspen, like Breckenridge, one of those towns in Colorado. Fly there for a weekend. Check it out.
All right. Now I'm debating if I want to change my first one. No.
There were two I went between for my third. Like, I had a hard time with that one.
I'll say Nashville. That's fine. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gone.
So, yep, I'd love to go to Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, you can. My uncle lives down. We would have a free place to stay if we wanted.
We're staying on the main.
No, I know.
Yeah, sorry.
But just we'd have an inn, basically. He lives down in Nashville.
The nasty Nash.
He's a teacher. He used to work in Milwaukee. That he just moved to Nashville about a year or two ago. But I'd love to go down to that main drag, see all the
honky tonks.
Yep. Listen to all the country singers. You know.
So I'm gonna
ride one of the mechanical bulls.
Oh, I've done that enough in Milwaukee, Madison, and my back said stop. But I'm going to do it for a different reason. Mine's a competitive reason. So when you think of party towns down south.
The hot chicken, too. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But I want a Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
Yeah, the barbecue for that matter.
Yeah. I want one from Nashville.
Yeah, I guess the only one I brought up today for the food would be New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so my reason to go to Nashville is different. Obviously, love country music. Want to go listen to some people perform. Maybe going to Nashville this summer wouldn't be that great of an idea. It's still probably not going to be to full bump, you know?
I don't know, man. They were kind of pumping it up before almost everyone else was.
Yeah, it may be. We'll have to kind of stay tuned and see where that goes. We really can't call what's going to happen. But I want to go because I've spent time in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I've spent time in Memphis. Mm-hmm. They have Beale Street. That's like big music too. A lot of fun bars. That's a really good time.
Okay.
That Beale Street was a fourth of New Orleans. But I want to spend a long weekend in Nashville. See how they stack up. Nashville, Memphis are a day's drive too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, a long day's drive. New Orleans, that, you know, that's 19 hours or something. But yeah. I'd like to, and even if you, I took like a week and did all three of them in a loop. Like fly down to, no, that wouldn't work. I just want to do long weekends. But yeah. I really want to go to Nashville. Music, understand the culture, and see kind of how it stacks up to New Orleans and to
Memphis.
Memphis. Yeah. Beale Street. Yeah. Jazz. All right, Jordan. Before we wrap up this segment, either it's a place you've been and never want to go again, or a place you've never been to but still never want to go there. Cannot be in Wisconsin.
So what was the first one that we're saying?
Place just one. Place, even right. You've been there or not, you never want to go there.
Oh, man.
This is bad for radio.
I don't know if I'd ever really have an interest in going to Russia.
In the United States.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In the United States. Oh, okay. Oh,
we need to bring up Hawaii.
I'd love to visit Hawaii, but it's not like on my like top
a city either.
Yeah. Geez, place that I wouldn't want to.
Geez, Louise Vern. Do you want me to go first so you can think about it?
Yeah, you go. Because I got a few, but I just.
So I've spent some time in. I'm not going to say the whole state, but I'm going to say the city. You said it, LA. Don't want to go back there.
No.
Went there for the Rose Bowl. Badgers, Ducks. Ducks won.
Wasn't.
It's like Chicago times five. Can't do anything. This was like as COVID was starting too. No one cared yet.
Okay.
But it's just too much. Like I have to go to Chicago for work from time to time and I don't like it. This is like, I don't like it times five.
Huh.
Don't want to go back to LA. Love Venice Beach. Cool. Culver City. Cool.
Yeah.
Culver City might be in LA. Malibu. Awesome. Love that. Go back to Malibu. That was really nice. I spent time there, but. Yeah, LA is mine. I don't want to go back. None of that.
I don't really have any desire to go to, like, inland Florida.
What about Orlando?
Yeah, not really.
What about Disney World?
I mean, other than, like, Disney, but I don't really have an interest in... Unless I had kids, then maybe. But personally, I'd have no interest in going to Disney.
You never want to go to Disney.
Unless I had kids.
We can drink now, Jordan.
Yeah.
You went there as a kid, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember it really.
Yeah, honestly.
That was the furthest I've ever went as a kid.
I want to say a PSA to parents. Stop taking your kids to Disney when they're 6 and 7. Yeah,
it's just.
Is it going to be fun? Yeah, but do it when they're 12 to like 16.
But is it going to be fun?
Okay, so when I went my junior college or maybe senior, loved it.
No, I'm saying is it going to be fun for the parents because.
Oh, yeah, I don't like, know.
You're dealing with all these with these kids in this Orlando heat, you know, in an amusement park. Like, is it really going to be that fun for the parents, though? Like, you're kind of doing it for your kids, and your kids aren't even going to remember it. So what's the point?
I don't know. I'll be able to answer that question going in May.
Yeah.
I am excited for that. But we're going, like, during a festival in Epcot when you can drink and stuff. We have a cool hotel. Yeah, so inland Florida, I'll take it, I guess. I don't know if I agree with it, but we'll be right back, you guys.
What was the other one? We missed one.
We did it. Just a place either you've been to or not been to. We're not going there again.
Okay.
All right, be right back. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
I thought you used to say we're live.
And we're live.
We were rolling for a while. I just wanted to see if I was going to go 3, 2, 1. You were going to do it.
Yeah. Did it.
All right, I'm going to try to open this bottle with a corkscrew.
It's not going to work. Why are you doing it that way?
I've just never opened a bottle before. I've never opened a bottle before. I don't.
Ever?
No, never.
That's how you do it.
What if I did that? I did it on TikTok. TikTok, Tommy's running. Hey, guys, we're back. I didn't even know you were recording because the headphones and the cool mic. I mean, ISIS. No, it is what? I wasn't even close.
Yeah.
That's ISIS. Yikes. Anyways, drinking Corona tonight. Cheers. Mexico. Corona. Coronavirus. COVID-19.
Cerveza.
Cerveza. It does say Cerveza Modelo Mexico. This doesn't look like a Modelo.
Right. What does Modelo mean?
Hi. Alexa, what does Modelo mean?
According to Wikipedia, the BMW M43 is a naturally...
No, Alexa. Stop.
Wrong.
Not even close. No. Anyways, I thought Cerveza was beer.
Cerveza is beer.
Yeah, is there a translator on here in the back? No, it's in English.
Brewed and bottled by Cerveceria Modelo. Wonder if Modelo is just the brewery.
It might be. I don't really go to Mexico too often. It's imported beer from Mexico.
I've never been to Mexico.
Yeah, or maybe
I don't have
city.
A passport.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Uh-oh. Anyways, so
this is from... Importer. That's just the person that... Company.
Don't talk to me about imports. You don't have a passport.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to be talking about beers, drinks, etc. Okay?
Etc.
So, this is going to be weird to think about. For the most part, almost every beer we've drank, aside from Alaskan Amber, some, and seltzers, some of them actually were, have been made in
Milwaukee.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Which is weird to hear that.
Yeah,
was that a truck going by?
I have no idea what it was. Maybe it's a ghost.
I don't think so. Is your dog growling? I think that's
no. It was coming from over there.
It was a truck going by then, or
by
it was...
the side of your house.
What is that? That was weird.
I'm telling you, it's a ghost.
It's not a ghost. There's no basement. This house can't be haunted. I don't know what it was.
I wonder if people have died in this house.
I think it might be us talking.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. No one's in this house.
You sure?
Yeah, because the old the guy that owned it before me, his mom bought the house. Sold me the house. His mom just doesn't live here anymore. No one's died in this. Maybe some fish or dog, sadly.
Yeah, but who bought the or who owned the house before the mom?
They built it. It was built in 56. It's not the oldest house.
I don't believe it. Someone's died.
I got the title. It's in that drawer.
Someone's died in this house.
I don't know, man. There's not many places they could die. I've thought about it before. I mean, I can't think of any secret compartments.
No.
It's an open floor plan for a 50s house.
Yeah.
There's not even there's no crawl space. There's an attic, but there's not like stairs to the attic. That's a lot of.
No one dies in an attic.
No one. We even saw that scary show on Netflix,
yeah.
A blind man. No one even died in that attic.
No. It's not just haunted. A bunch of dead people.
Yeah, they were dead, but they didn't die
in the attic. They didn't die in the attic.
No, they died elsewhere. All right. Anyways. A, Corona is from Mexico. B, House is not haunted. C, what are your favorite non-Wisconsin beers? Actually, first, what is your favorite Wisconsin beer? And you cannot say Spotted Cow.
Favorite Wisconsin beer? Bush Light.
That's from Missouri.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, Anheuser-Busch, Missouri.
Oh, shit. Then Pabst.
I'll take Pabst to be an answer. I'm going to go, Summer Shandy.
Yeah.
Which actually isn't even fair to say because I haven't tried them all. There's a lot of... No, I take it back.
There's so many, though. Yep. Like, you couldn't possibly try them all.
So mine is actually... There's a brewery up in Manitowish Waters called Subnerve. And the beer is called Cream Abdul-Jabbar. It's a cream ale.
Okay.
Knock your socks off, 5%. It's the best.
Huh.
Summertime, wintertime, it's got like the sweetest aftertaste. Contains lactose. So if you're intolerant, don't drink it. But yeah, it's good. That's my favorite Wisconsin beer. No one knows about that one. Otherwise, I'd say a line of Kugel's product. Summer Shandy Canoe Paddler.
The only Leinenkugels I really like is really the Summer Shandy.
Yeah.
I won't really.
Well, how much have you ventured out beside that,
though? I've had quite a bit.
Beers that don't end in Weiss.
No, I've had this ends in Weiss, but I've had the Honey Weiss. I've had that Berry
Weiss.
I've had the Grapefruit.
I've had
the Leinenkugel's Light.
So you've had the Honey Weiss, Leinenkugel's Light, not that good, Leinenkugel's Original. But you've had the Creamy Dark, the Northwoods Lager,
the Wisconsin Red. Yes, I have had. I'm not a huge fan of red, though, the red ales or whatever they are. Like, just unless it, I like the Killian's Red.
That's not a Killian's.
Killian's.
Oh, I don't know what it is. But
that one's pretty good.
I love their Creamy Dark. I like their Honey Weiss. That's a popular beer.
Mm,
but you know, right. It's a weird thing. So Leinenkugel's doesn't sell the beer anywhere.
I just wouldn't order it.
Like, go ahead.
It wouldn't be my first thing. I'd order 20 other beers before I ordered a Honey Weiss. That I would order from Leinenkugel, like at a bar or wherever.
Ooh, Summer Shandy on draft, though, is good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Did you know Leinenkugel sells more of that than all the other beers combined?
I believe that.
It's also the only other one, though, that you'll find. Like they elsewhere. They do it, though. You know, yeah. Like they put it, you'll find it in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
It's a good summer all beer.
Right, so that's your favorite Wisconsin beer. Now your favorite non-Wisconsin. Is your dog crying? I think that's what I keep hearing.
It's literally right there. Oh.
I think he's crying. Favorite non-Wisconsin beer.
Man.
And it can be a brand too.
I won't say
Yingling.
I won't say Busch Light, but
because you just found out.
Yeah. I will, you know, this might surprise you. I'm gonna say Guinness.
I'll take that.
I like Guinness. I like a good Guinness.
Guinness is good.
We haven't done Guinness yet.
I won't drink four of them.
No.
I don't like them.
So, oh, okay.
To make me drink four of them. I'm not a fan of those dark.
No.
I like dark American beers. America. The only thing I like from Ireland is Hell's Kitchen competitor Declan.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Ireland, but I don't like anything else from Ireland. Actually, I love their food. What am I kidding? All right. So I like Yingling. I love their whiskey. I like Yingling, but I'm not going to say it's my favorite. You get a lot of these like tropical, like, mango IPAs down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think of one that you can get. Ambita Brewing is out of Louisiana.
Okay.
I don't know
if I've heard of them.
I think it's like a pink flamingo lager or something. But
interesting.
Flamingo something. I love that beer. You can't find it up here. You can find Ambita up here, but you just can't find that one.
Huh.
So I'm going to go for Ambita Brewing. Just as my favorite out of state. Why am I hiccuping?
I don't know.
Okay, stop. Because you guys can probably hear that. All right. Non-Wisconsin cocktails. Damn it.
Oh, man.
So, we're going to talk about the old-fashioned a little bit. But
yeah, that. So, oh, man. Non-Wisconsin cocktail. I'm a big fan of mojitos.
Bingo.
Yeah, I like those.
Those are better not here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love a lot of the stuff is from Louisiana, though.
I like a lot of rum cocktails.
That's what I was going to say. Rum Runner, Hurricane, yeah. Bahama Mama.
Yeah.
You can't get a good Hurricane up here.
No.
Not
a good one. You can get them, but they ain't good.
No, and sadly enough, the best might... Mai Tai I've had it in a little while. I haven't been to bars in over a year, but was that stupid little glass bottle we bought?
Yeah, those were good.
Expensive little bottle, but me and Jordan split it. It was delicious.
It was $8, so $4.
It was $11.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was for sure $11.
Oh.
$10.99. So $6 for Mai Tai is fine.
Yeah.
My only concern is sometimes you get amaretto in a Mai Tai, that's not Disaronno. And I'll die. But no, big proponent of the Mai Tai, but a Hurricane. Have you ever had a Hurricane, though? at all, for that matter, or not made in Wisconsin.
No, not made in Wisconsin. Not one that wasn't made in Wisconsin. Wow.
These are not strong beers.
No, they're not. Not one that wasn't made in Wisconsin. I've had, I think, maybe one or two, and they weren't like anything great at all. So definitely wouldn't be one that would be at the top of my list.
There's only one place in Wisconsin I've had a hurricane that compares to down south.
Where's that?
So when you're driving to Mercer through Manitouche waters, got to go through at 51 to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you go through Manitouche waters, there's the bridge and there's Greer's Pier, the marina in Manitouche waters.
I don't think we ever took that way to get up
there. Maybe you didn't. You might take that way to hook outside of Monaco. Maybe. Goodness gracious, these hiccups, man. As you're going through 51 North, all the way in northern Wisconsin, there's a little blue building called the Blue Bayou.
Yeah.
The owners are both award-winning chefs from New Orleans that moved up there just to get out of the city. Basically, as far as they can. Dude, hurricanes, food, everything. You think you're somewhere else.
Hmm. Interesting. But,
it's so good. Hear me out. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
If we left here at noon on a Saturday with reservations at 6:30 at North, just at a crappy hotel for the night, I would drive there for the night to get dinner, drinks, and drive home the next morning. It's that good.
Yeah, but after a 6.5-hour drive, I don't want to dress up and go out to eat.
You haven't been there.
I'd do it on a Friday. We'd leave on a Friday after work, make a weekend of it.
Done.
I'd do that any day of the
week. Done.
I'd do that.
Maybe I'll call some people.
Okay.
Maybe I'll make some calls.
Okay.
Maybe we'll stay at the pee patch.
Make some calls.
Get some pee waters. I don't know what that is. But
I'll have my people talk to your people.
You have your dog call me?
Yeah.
All right. So any other drinks you really can't find that are great here? But I'm starting to realize you don't travel that much.
No, I don't. So I really like mojitos, though. Stop. But I feel like that's kind of a hard one to mess up.
I don't know. When you're on a beach down south, that's different.
Yeah, but it's the same ingredients. So
also, blended drinks are better. Not here. No one really nails a blended drink in Wisconsin. You find a couple lake bars that do a good job.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's true. Although I'm not a huge fan of blended drinks.
I am. I just wish I could stop hiccuping. I think I've just seen those 16 beers again. I'm getting the hiccups. I don't know. That was the dog that time. All right. Now I want to talk about the old fashioned, because you don't get a good fat. There's only one time I've had a good old fashioned outside of Wisconsin, but I'll have you talk about your ideal old fashioned.
Huh.
Maybe
so one of the best old fashions I've had is one, my dad makes a really, really good old fashioned, and that just could be me, you know, growing up with it. It probably is. But bar wise, probably one of the best that I've had in Kenosha is Swedes.
It's good there.
They make a really good old fashioned there. I prefer a Southern Comfort old fashioned with squirt and with olives instead of the cherries and the orange. I know that that's like the old fashioned that is Wisconsin-y.
So the Brandy Sweet OG.
Right. I like Brandy. I like Brandy a lot, but
you should keep it here. Why not have really a in my old
see? That's the problem, is when you order a brandy old fashioned at a bar in Wisconsin, they give you Korbel. That's what Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Really?
That's what they give you if you order a brandy. J. Bouvet is 10 times better than Korbel. Korbel's
cheaper.
No, it's not.
Really?
No.
The only brandy we have
here. Korbel's got a cork on it, dude.
Is it better, though?
I mean, price-wise, yes. Like, it's more expensive. But I prefer J. Bouvet.
I'm going to take in a brandy taste test coming up here. We're going to buy a couple bottles.
I'm not a fan of Korbel.
I'm not either.
But I do really like Jay Bavay.
I do too.
But what was it? What were we talking about?
You were talking about brandy old fashions.
Yeah.
So
before that.
So I'm weird with my old fashions. So okay. I love love a brandy sweet, just traditional.
Okay.
I will take a whiskey or bourbon sweet.
Yeah.
Which is not as Wisconsin.
They're good, but eh.
No. Pin me to the wall for this one. But my favorite old fashioned, I call it hangover sauce.
Yeah.
It's an apple whiskey sweet.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know why I like it so much. But they when they
But you really like the apple whiskey.
I love apple whiskey, but I don't want sugar in it when they do it though.
No.
I want the cherry and the orange and the bitters muddled.
Yeah.
Ice, seven, squirt, whatever they got, and apple whiskey.
Huh. Yeah, that would not be my first choice at all.
Yeah, I don't know why I like it so much. It's just like one of my favorite cocktails.
Yeah.
And it'll take a hangover away. Maybe it just makes you more drunk.
Huh.
But, yeah.
Be hungover if you're drunk.
Yeah, it's called Hair of the Dog. Speaking of the dog, he needs attention now, but that's fine. Anything else you want to add to this? Drinks in Wisconsin, you can't get anywhere else other than an old fashioned.
Old fashions are underrated.
Oh, big time.
Underrated cocktail.
The only time I've had another good old fashioned was in Disney Springs in Florida, and they gave it to me. I paid like $12 or like whatever. Blew my head off. But they used a top shelf brandy I never heard of.
Yeah. Hmm.
And they had like a candied cherry in it.
Yeah, some like weird.
It was too good though. I didn't care. Yeah. I had like nine of them. So.
Huh.
I don't remember the walk home.
No, they're underrated. I feel like they're delicious. I wish I could. I wish it wasn't such a pain to make them because I'd order them at the bar all the time.
At a flippin', what's it called? Next to Sweet, Slip 56 has two old fashions that are really good.
Mm. Yeah, but they're like the weird
Elijah Craig.
Yeah, but they're like the weird, like they got like the fancy, all this weird shit in them. Like,
okay, I can't hear you say that though because you like Southern Comfort.
A Southern Comfort old fashioned is delicious.
It's not like original at all, though.
No, it's not. It's weird, but
yeah, it's because Southern Comfort's a liqueur.
Yeah,
it's not whiskey or brandy.
Mm-mm.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. I'm gonna go break Jordan's arm for saying Southern Comfort. Just kidding.
Break my arm.
What if I started a liquor called like
Northern Comfort?
No, just like the Wisconsin Warmer. But you can say SoCo. You need like Wisco, Wisconsin Comfort. No, that's no. I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll be right back, guys.
We'll work on it.
Two.
Hello.
One.
We're live.
3 seconds ago. 4 seconds ago. 5 seconds ago. Jordan, we're live. We're going to switch it up. We're live. Yeah. 9, 10, 11.
Oh.
So crack your beer. I'll crack mine after. Me and Jordan were saying these beers just aren't going down easy. So
we're going down easy, but
and then Jordan goes, well, there's no lime. Well, we don't have fresh lime, so I didn't get them tonight. But I got on a bottle of Fine Call premium lime juice. So you can add a little in yours. I'll add a little.
It's not real lime juice, it's just like a sugar lime shit.
Hey Tommy, you're really cool.
You're so fine.
That's gonna be LOL. A lot of lime. I'm so smart. Just a little lime for me. I'm gonna thumb my bottle. I think you actually got some in there. We can be a little more careful next time. See, I'm gonna show you. You release the other way away.
Ooh, that's what I did.
That sounded. No, you went like this. And it went in there.
That ain't it.
Is it better than plain? I'm going to say it's better than plain. Actually, I take it back. This was left out overnight, though, the other night. That could be it.
Definitely not better than a real...
Oh, heck no, halogen, is what my 10th grade chemistry teacher said. All right. Jordan.
Yes.
Jordan.
I'm listening.
Jordan.
Yes.
Jordan, you know what I miss?
What?
Car shows.
Same.
Spend... Well over a year. I don't know why, but around the state line, car shows are popping. You know, Milwaukee's
right now?
No, they used to be.
Oh.
There'd be one every weekend. Car cruise every night, anywhere from Northern Illinois, all of Southeast Wisconsin. You could drive an hour and find one anywhere.
Yeah.
Haven't met them. I grew whatever hot rods off of weeknight car cruises, slinging t-shirts and stuff. They've been gone. Name a couple types of car shows, stuff like that.
Are we going to do people at car shows?
We're going to get there. But so we're going to name a couple kind of car shows first. So first, I'm going to say like power tour, road tours.
Road tours. All right. I'll do the like the small town. You got your grandpa and all of his buddies with all.
We're not doing people yet.
No, I know, but this is a car show in itself.
Okay.
Hey. So the car show where it's just like a bunch of old dudes with their old cars. None of them are really like fast or like super clean, but they are old, pretty cool cars.
These are your 30s and 40s Fords.
Yeah. Yep.
Do we have to put the dog in the backyard? Because I don't know why he's doing that right now. Hey, Ernie. Lay yourself down. Lay down. Lay down. There you go, buddy. Lay down. Good. Almost. He didn't lay down. He sat, but I don't know if that we're going to call.
That's close enough.
All right. I'm going to do your Tuesday through Thursday night car cruises, whether it's a McDonald's, a Culver's, a Wendy's. You know, you got some that are popping 100 cars every week. And you got even the ones at 12, but you know everybody.
Right.
I love, because if you're, like this summer, I think we'll be back. I don't know if you're going to hop in your Ford, but I could see us taking, I don't know, we could pick, take your two out, go get a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Maybe go after a beer after.
A couple two-tree beers.
But, yeah, I could see us doing that this summer.
Yeah.
We got the cars here.
Yeah.
Pick and play. But, yeah,
hopefully I'll get a mini truck by then.
I think I have a different plan for you, but I think we're going to.
Oh, for me? You got a different plan for me?
Yeah, I'm going to actually write that down.
Okay.
Jordan's. Fun car.
Oh.
I'll save it. I already know what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to save it for next week. I'm gonna write it down. Really little, though. So you can't see it, though. We'll talk about it next week.
I want a mini truck.
Okay, but we'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
Because we'll talk about it next week. Don't look at my notes.
I can't read your handwriting. I don't think anyone can except for you.
My college professor's good. Yoink. All right. So, I said car cruise, midweek car cruise. What do you got next?
Oh, man. Let's say the high-class car cruises where no one you know can actually afford the cars that go to those car cruises.
I should have bought that Cadillac.
With the Lamborghinis and the GTRs and the... And
okay, here's what you can see about GTRs now. You can buy the new one, the Godzilla.
They're not
40,
like,
50 grand.
Well, yeah, they're not crazy, but, like, you don't see them. Like, no one's going to buy that.
If I own a GTR, I would drive it every day.
Sure, but...
I'm kind of a weirdo.
You're one in 10,000.
That's not very good. It means I'm, like, one of 12 in Kenosha. You know?
How many GTRs are in Kenosha? Five?
I don't know. I think people buy them and don't drive them.
I only see one around town.
I have no
regularly
two people that have them, which is weird.
Okay.
Well, one guy pulls dents from cars. His name's Brian.
The other guy, he drive it?
I've seen it out three times.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, though. All right, so I'm gonna call. I call those cars and coffee, basically Sunday morning.
Yeah, like the really higher class, like, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with them, but I just feel like it's. Very niche market.
Sure. Yeah. I'm trying to get into it right now, but I don't know. I'm still maybe regretting my purchase I didn't make yet. Next one. The people, I would say, from the age of 18 to 32, that mid-group, people like me and Jordan. Some people have shit cars they love, and then some people actually that put money. I'm talking Hellcats, Camaro ZL1s, that mid-range.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle cars, fast tuners, stuff like that. People that...
Still are some cool cars, though, that are, like, in the less than 10,000 range,
but,
you know?
This group I'm talking about is my whatever Hot Rods demographic, and it's actually 18 to 32 when I wrote the original plan. People that are going to hang out with us, drink beers, and do burnouts.
Yeah.
Maybe crash a burger.
Yeah.
Call it what you want. What do you got?
We
still haven't named the main one, but.
The main one? Did you have one saved up?
Mm-hmm. Cool. What do you got? Did I say Road Tours first?
You did say.
I did. Okay. Okay. Road Tours and Road Rise. Okay.
Let's say the car shows that are specific to like you can't show up
a Buick show, a Pontiac show,
right? Or even, maybe not even like a brand of GM a car, show. But just like a
era 60, like an, yeah, exactly, an era or
something. And if
modern muscle,
if you show up with something like 2 years after or before, it's like, no, you can't. No,
it's funny you say that. When I got in the car scene, 16, fat, my 2001 Firebird.
Mm-hmm.
The guys did not like me at car shows.
Yeah.
It ended up upset me because I'm like, well, I was like, this is the car of my generation. That's still cool here. Now that car is 20 years old now. But no, I had a lot of flack from people starting.
That's weird. You'd think that they would be like,
it's still new though. I would pull up though to shows where my car was the newest by 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But still.
For me, it wasn't. It was an old car for me because it was.
Right.
Almost my age. All right. Well, I'm going to just name the last one off. We're going to get into it because we've been rambling now.
Okay.
The Every City Sunday show. The 10 to 4.
Yeah.
Door prizes, raffles, silent auctions. 200 cars are there.
Yeah.
That's the car show, the quintessential car show.
Okay.
I love them.
They're fun.
People buy t-shirts.
Yeah.
Grab a couple Buddy Boys, lattes
of
the bushel. But yeah, that's mine. All right, Jordan. So, talk to our car shows. Our minds are thinking of the things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People of the car shows, who goes first, me or you?
You.
All right.
Go first.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to say the guy from the age of 64 to 72 that has a late 90s, early 2000s, Chrysler convertible, six-cylinder Mustang with no modifications. Just basically a base car that's about 20 years old.
But it's clean.
But they have the sign on it that's got every factory option, all the specs, 172 horsepower.
It's laminated.
It's plastic.
Or in plexiglass or whatever.
There's that guy. I'm here, but I don't know why. Guy. That's my first one.
I'm here. This is my thing. This is all I know. Let's say the 18-year-old or 16-year-old kid that doesn't really know why he's there either. And he's got his $2,000 shit box, but it's like...
That's like the low-baller car enthusiast.
I'm talking about the 16-year-old, though.
Car enthusiast.
I'm talking about the young kid.
Don't you call that an enthusiast?
You're interrupting me, and I didn't even get to finish.
Do you want to go?
The 16-year-old kid who has his $2,000 car, who is fascinated by it. He doesn't think that there is a cooler car on the face of the planet.
Honda Del Sol, CRX, Acura Integra.
I don't even think that. I feel like there's some kids out there that like have
Ford
like,
Escort ZX2.
Like even like clean Rangers, like Ford Rangers, like or an S10, a clean S10, where he's done like a few
first
little
car
things.
Guys.
Yeah, first car guy, where it's their first car. Wheels. Like you know, they maybe threw a set of wheels on it. They maybe threw a different set of gears on it or something like that, and they think it's freaking sweet.
Yeah, I can actually identify those. There was a kid that came to my Culver's show every Friday night, and he had what did you used to have? CRX. You had a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
This was clapped.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't even CRX. It was a Del Sol.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The weird little
those are weird.
Civic two-door thing.
Yeah.
Rusted. But he kept telling us how much horsepower it had.
Yeah.
600 to the wheels. We opened the hood and there was nothing there. There was an air intake.
D16.
It was a D2.5. But no, that I get that person. Mine is the people that I can relate with a little bit, younger kids that had, like, I don't say super nice cars, but it was like my super small demographic that had nice cars, and we would talk to each other.
Yeah.
The younger kid with the nicer car.
Mm-hmm.
Not nicest, but mid-range.
Right.
And we knew our stuff. We wanted to fit in. But at the end of the day, we still knew the older guys were talking crap about us because we were young and had nice cars.
Yeah.
And they had that 63 Pontiac Catalina that only went in reverse uphill.
Right. And you wish you could own something like that.
I know.
But yeah, it's impossible for – yeah. So my next one would be the old guy. Maybe like old 68 to 78. Has had this car since he was 25 years old. And it's his show car.
Yeah, big time.
That's it.
I'm thinking like 15 people right now.
Yeah, he has his show car, and then he's got like his daily driver that he's, you know, he's cycled throughout the years. And he thinks that's the only kind of show car that anyone should ever own.
Yeah, I'm thinking Fords and Chevys,
yep.
The hot rodders.
Yeah.
At this point, they've taken off the hood, and the engine is all chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Cranker wheels.
Yep.
I'm just curious if our listeners know what we're talking about. Probably not, but my next one. I'm going between two. Dude. All right, I'm going to say the 28-year-old that's put a lot of money in his car and lives in an apartment that is driving the GTR.
Like a sweet car, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a weirdo.
Like, but that's all he's got.
Socially awkward, like. It's like, well, where do you live? Oh, dude, I got this 608-square-foot apartment. But it's got a garage for my 2014 GTR.
And it's a fast car.
Out there, though.
And he's got, like, pretty nice modifications done to it. It's a clean car.
You pick car payment over house payment.
Exactly, yeah. The car, you can live in a house. You can't race it. You can in a car. You can't race a house.
And that's exactly. That's mine.
All right. I'll say the middle.
I already know my next one, just letting you know.
The middle-aged guy who so badly, and he could afford it, but his wife
says no.
But wife says, you can only, you get.
Here is an SN95 Mustang.
Yeah, you get what.
$5,000 max.
Yeah. You get $5,000 a year to.
But you see him everywhere because he just wants to get out of the house.
Because all he wants to do is show off his car.
Are you talking about anyone that raced you and you called dad?
What?
So are you talking about anybody who raced you and you called dad?
He's wanted that car forever.
Yeah, he got a cool one. Am I next?
He doesn't give a shit about how
fast
it is.
Does he do burnouts in that? Does he know how to do burnouts in that?
Oh, yeah.
He does. Okay, cool.
But no. He wouldn't do that. He's too grown for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kitty. All right. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
C. I'm going to name the letters until you say it. R.
Corvette owner.
Corvette guys!
With the New Balances?
Well, it's changed, though. Literally can be anyone for me. 16, 18-year-old with the C4 Corvette that they got for $4,000, and it makes all of 196 horsepower. All the way up.
Still a V8, though.
Don't even start, because I have a 6-cylinder that'll thump those cars. But all the way up to the 84-year-old that not only pulls up in a $125,000 mid-engined Corvette, he has to pull two canes out to get out of it.
Yeah.
That is the Corvette community at this point. And then the person you talk about, white New Balances, jean shorts, and then the t-shirt, Heartbeat of America.
There's no in between.
No, they're all the same person, just evolving.
Yeah. Just in different life stages.
The C4 is gonna get the C5.
It's gonna be at that
time,
point.
With his lifestyle choices, he gets 82, he can afford the newest Corvette.
Yep.
So yeah,
and that's Corvette, the only guys. Thing they'll ever buy.
Yeah, Jordan, hit one more, and I think we're gonna kind of move on to start
wrapping up. One.
I can think of like 100 more.
Tuner kids.
That's what I was waiting for you to say.
Honda boys. because I was one of them for a while. That thing, and don't get me wrong, because I will die on this hill. Some Hondas can beat the brakes off of some Corvettes.
My dad's got zapped by big turbo Hondas at the drag strip.
It's not something to like laugh at, but there are the kids that think, you know, that they're semi-stock with the cold air intake and an exhaust can womp on a Corvette or a Camaro or something, and it's just not going to happen.
I know a kid you're talking about went to high school with.
Yeah, but multiple kids that we went to high school with. Yeah, big time. You know, there's nothing wrong with building a Honda, because I would do it, but the kids that show up to a car show with their class really clapped out. Yeah. And they're not fast. They don't look good.
But VTEC.
But it's one thing if your car is clean as shit.
Yeah.
And it looks really nice. And it's, you know, it's not the fastest, but whatever. But it's clean. These are neither of the two. They're not fast, nor do they look good.
Yeah. I agree. So we'll move on from that. Not as fun as a segment as I thought, just because we're more car people than most people we know. I have a new mini segment I'm going to bring to you guys at the end of each episode. It's called Beer It or Fear It. We had a write-in week. I don't think they want me to name it. But I think we're going to – I want you guys to write in. I want you guys to tell me something. It's basically this or that, and we're going to give you our opinions. But this is from a male write-in. And we're calling it Beer It or Fear It. Beer It, we're all in. Fear It. Hey, how about no? All right.
How about we should get a buzzer?
I could probably get one on my phone. All right, but basically it's Beer It, heck yes, or Fear It, heck no. This one is, hey guys, I talk a lot about Busch Light and other light beers. I've heard you say Budweiser, but I'm curious why you've never had Busch Heavy on the show.
Let me
know. Really?
Yeah.
So is somebody not listening to all
Someone
the pods?
Someone must not be listening to every single one.
So I am not a big fan of Busch Heavy. I think. I don't know if we have done Busch Heavy on the show.
Like 85% sure.
I'm going to say maybe 85% 86. Sure we have not. Well, personally, I'll go first. I'll say Fear It because I don't think it tastes better than Busch Light. And it's got way more carbs and calories and hardly any more alcohol.
I'd agree with you.
So Fear It for me, same for you?
Yeah, I'd probably say Fear It. I'd pick Busch Light over Busch Heavy just because of that. It tastes pretty much the same.
It's just not worth
and
it.
And it's just it, like, man.
But if you want a Beer It or Fear It, Busch Light over Busch and Apple, I'm going to Beer Busch Apple.
Yeah. Oh, man.
In the summertime.
I really like Busch Apple, but I can only have one, maybe two.
I can delete 20.
No, I couldn't do that.
But all right, guys, we're going to start doing that. Please write in and let us know in your comment, whether it be on Instagram, whether it be on Apple Podcasts, whether it be on really anything.
Facebook.
Yep. Facebook, too. Yeah, do it on Facebook on the picture I post every week. Let me know. We'll beer it, we'll fear it, or maybe we'll in-between it. I don't know. That's not a word. But, yeah, guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate. Comment, follow, anything else. Give a follow to the Instagram because Instagram is cool. Instagram is hip. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.